The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sachem Daf Lamedtes. The Mishnah talks about the five types of yerokos that could be used for the mitzvah. Mitzvah say, oh, v'amatz merim yichlu. There's five types of dogon. The Mishnah Daf Lamed. Hey, there's five types of moror in the Mishnah Daf Lamedtes which can be used. What's interesting is the Mishnah adds a point that the five types of yerokos could be used umitzdarfin. That means that if somebody were to take a quarter of a kezayis of four different types of minim, he puts them together, he eats all four of them together to be yotze the mitzvah say of eating a kezayis of mor. The shaila is that the Mishnah does not point out this lashon of mitzdarfin in the Mishnah of matzah. Is there such a din in matzah or is there not? So the Mechitz Chinuch shtels on this in the Mechitz Chinuch in the mitzvah achilas matzah, mitzvah yura is dalit, and he says that the chayr misvara, the chameshes mine dogon, are mitzarif to a gezayis of matzah. It's mufurish in the Mishnah, in the first pack of challah, that to be mitzarif to a shear of challah, the five minim, which are the same chita sa'ira, shibar l'shul, and so on, are mitzarif. For the shear of challah is obviously a lot bigger than a gezayis, but over here also there's no reason why it shouldn't be mitzarif that if a person would eat a quarter of a gezayis of four different types of grain, that he'd be yotzi the chavosin. The Mishnah over there, Mufurish, the Chalal says, umitztarfin. So the Mechatzinuch brings the Sugya Menachas Daf Ayin, says over there, Mufurish, again, this Nekuda umitztarfin, mine dogon legabi chodosh, legabi the lav of chodosh, if a person eats a kezayis, which is not a kezayis of one minute, he eats a quarter kezayis of four different types of grain, which is chodosh, he'd be chayv malkis. Tumas oichlin, when we say that an oichl is mitztarf, it needs to be a certain shear to be mekabel tumah over there. It's also mufurish, or to transmit tumah over there. It's also mufurish that different grains are mitzarif, and most importantly for our discussion, the lav of achilas chometz. If a person would eat chalila a quarter of a gezayis of chita, a quarter of a gezayis of shibur l'shul, and so on, the halacha would be that it would be mitzarif and he'd get malkus, b'chayv koris on achilas chometz. The question is whether it's true or matzah, but the Mishnah matzah l'maisa doesn't say it. So the Rav on the Mishnah of Morah says, "Who adin matzah? The key of mitzvah matzah of the ma'aser tishteitnish." Doesn't say it in the Mishnah. So the Mechitz Chinuch says, if you read the Mishnah, it doesn't sound like there's such a din. It's a little bit strange. The Rishonim don't shtel on this point. Then the Mechitz Chinuch says that al mitzvah sem deraisa, a person should not eat a half a kezayis of chita and have a kezayis sorry first, not really again, unless a person's into eating spelt matzahs, whatever, different types of things. For allergic reasons, then it could be a shaila of tziruf. But otherwise, we don't generally make matzahs out of different types of grains. The Ran also doesn't say mitzarfin by matzah, only by mor. Haloi dovo. The shaila is also in svara. Like the Mechitz Chinuch says, why should there be a chilik between matzah and between mor? What's interesting is the Rashi in the Loshon of mitzarfin, the Mishnah of mitzarfin by mor is very interesting. I'll read you the Rashi. Rashi says, "Umitzarfin." Rashi in the Mishnah, the top of Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Im ein loy kezayis me'echad mehem. What does it mean, mitzarfin, that a person can eat part kezayisim of two minim of yerek mora? Im ein loy kezayis me'echad mehem. Sounds like the lechatchila is if he has a kezayis of one of them, he should eat one of them. But if he doesn't have, so then mitzarfin is like sort of a bidyevit. Strange. Why should it be bidyevit? And then Rashi repeats himself. Avlam yesh lo echad si gezayis mizeh. Umizeh mitzarfin lemitzel lotzis yidei chavose. What's the bidyevit over here? Is it called I'm eating gezayis and moros or not? Why should it be bidyevit? Either it's called that I'm eating a gezayis or not. Maybe, proposing the chiddush that I didn't see in the achronim, but maybe a possible explanation of what Rashi is telling us is that there's a famous discussion we learned that Lama Tess. The famous discussion that comes to mind is about the status of the romaine lettuce. Meaning by most of Klai Yisrael to use the lettuce, romaine lettuce, which is chasa. In the Mishnah, the chasa is mentioned as the min, which is preferable to use for mora. the discussion that was raised by the poskim is d'lamaisa it's not mar. So what do they say? They say d'lamaisa if you leave it in the ground or you let it sit, the lettuce does become somewhat bitter, so it is considered a yerek mar. The question is, does one have to taste the merirus b'shasta achila, or it's enough that the min has a shame of a min mar because eventually it will reach that state if it sits around or it's in the ground, depending on the type of lettuce. Is it enough that the min is a type of min mar, or does one have to actually have the merirus, and then it would be better? Some people are knowing to use by the moro to use the chasam because that's the preferred, and on the tzade you wouldn't be yotzel halacha when you eat the koirach to the smaller kazayis of the real stuff, of the horseradish, of the tamch. It's possible to be matzik al minig that there's really two in yon. Maybe that's where the chiddush over here that we see in Rashi. It could be what Rashi is telling us is that al ta'etzer ma'isa achilun, that a person has to eat moro, a kazayis a moro. Agav, in Kerech Moed, he's talking a person doesn't have to eat the Shagasai's opinion based on the Rosh, on the reading of the Rosh in the 10th Perek of Pesachim, discussing Mitzvah Shem in the 10th Perek, is that one does not have to eat in the Kerech sandwich a full Kazai's and Mor, which is important to Halacha if somebody wants to be makbid on eating the Chrei and the horseradish, but it's hard for him to eat a whole Kazai's. There's a great Simokim Lahokul based on the opinion of the Shagasai. Now is not the time and place for it, but I'll Koponim. In the etzem ma'isa achila of moro, when a person eats a whole kazayis, ma'idu tochin that the min is enough. However, there's an extra inyan when a person is eating the moro, the same way when a person eats the matzah, lechem she'inim alav dvarim harbe, one experiences yitzis mitzrayim by eating the matzah, and there are dinim in how to eat the matzah. One eats be'seva, you have to eat it derecherus, you have to drink the wine derecherus. When one eats the maror, the experiencing the merirus, the taste of the merirus in the maror, is not that it's ma'akim, that's a ma'isa achila. The ma'isa achila person ate it because that's enough. As long as it's a min that has merirus. But as far as experiencing the merirus, maybe there's a lechatchila to experience merirus. Maybe. Extra. What Rashi is telling us by saying that sort of b'di'evid is to tell us that when a person eats different minim together, he doesn't have one taste in his mouth. He loses the merirus experience of eating a whole kazayis of one type of a dovah mor. It's a different taste. Maybe each sharpness has its own taste, or the sharpness is a mavatul. As far as the ma'isa achila abadu, the five minim are all mitzdaas. That's lechatchila. There's a b'di'evid, somewhat a b'di'evid, because he doesn't have the full experience of eating a dovah mor. Maybe that's what Rashi is saying. However, that's by mor. What's by matzah? Why by matzah? We're saying for the Michas Chinuch that by matzah, maybe it's ma'akiv, even lechatchila, even with the raisa, it's ma'akiv, it's not considered a ma'isa achilas matzah. Why not? Why shouldn't a half a gezayis of chita, half a gezayis of sa'irim be mitzarev? Why shouldn't that be a ma'isa of achila of matzah? Maybe we could propose to explain this diuk, the way the Michas Chinuch says it, is that the soif inyan of the ma'isa achilas matzah is not just eating, like picking up a lulav, one has to eat a kazayas of a certain type of food. It could be that the inyan of the mitzvah of matzah is that a person has to be keveh, the pasuk calls it lechem, person has to be keveh his ikar achilo, the ikar achilo of a person is matzah. The emes is that the goyim says, the balamor says that the mitzvah of achilas matzah is shivas yom. Is there a chiyuv to eat matzah for 7 days? No. But the surah of the mitzvah, and mitzvah Shem will discuss it in a later share, and daf tzadik aleph, that the ikar surah of the mitzvah is when a person's keveya that his food for the next 7 days, his food tonight, by the Seder, he does not partake of chametz, he eats matzah. It's not just that a person does a ma'isa achila of getting down a kazayis of a certain type of material called matzah. It's that a person eats, he establishes, and his kaveh, his ikar suda, his ikar kriya suda, which the ikar achila, the Rambam says of a person is chametz, I'm sorry, which is lechem. There's no tfius of suda when a person is eating little pieces of this and that. If a person eats a quarter of a kazayis of this, a quarter of a kazayis of that, maybe he did a ma'isa achila, if he eats them all, achila's prat. But is there a kvius of a lechem of one type? It could be that that's the inyan of matzah. Again, in moror, there's no inyan to establish anything. The ikir achil of a person is not mor. Mor, there's a mitzvah say midaraisa midarabonim bizman azek, because we don't have korban pesach to do a ma'isa achila of a kizaisa mor. Did he do it? Yes. Again, we're saying there's an experience of merirus. There's an experience of merirus which a person might not have if he puts different means together. Maybe that's where Ash says b'di'evit. But in matzah, the diuk that the Mechitzchina is pointing out is that matzah, one is not yoytzeh the mitzvah b'chlal. Why? Because over there, the ikir inyan of the matzah is not just doing a ma'isa achilu. The ikir inyan is being koveya, ikir sudosa, ikir lachmoy is b'matzah. Little pieces of this and that, but just doesn't do it. I'll point out in this vein, Daf Lamed Chestik, Daf Memdik, Lachme Toida, the Gemara says that the reason why one is not yoitza with Lechomim, even though they're matzah, loaves of bread that were brought for carbon Toida, one is not yoitza in mitzvah matzah. Why? Because since the carbon has to be eaten, up in a day and a half, Yom V'Laila, in one full day, it's not like the Shidas Yom Techu matzahs. Only that which is right to eat 7 days, which is very difficult to understand. Why? What's the gedder of the Gzeres HaKosuv that if I can't use this for the next 7 days, it's not matzah tonight? Tonight it's matzah. The pshat could be is that when a person eats matzah, it's not just that he's doing a ma'is achila on this piece of bread, on this piece of matzah. What he has to do is he has to be keveya that for the next week, like the pasuk says, Shivas Yom Teichu Matzis, there's a mitzvah to be keveya that this is his ikar food. His ikar kriya suda is the matzah. If this can't be his food for the next 7 days, then this taking a ma'isach lilo on this lach me'toyd is not going to do it. It's not going to cut it. Because he can't establish what his achila is for the next week on something which is also to be around for the next week. He has to take something which is roi to eat the next week and eat it, and with that he establishes his status of being mekayim the mitzvah, the mitzius of shivas yom teichu matzis. So it could be that one has little pieces of different types of matzis that's not mitzdarf, and maybe that's even mitzdarf b'di'evit. What's interesting is the Rishash over here on this Mishnah Lamatetz, on the Rav that points out that the five minei Yerek of Mora Mitzdarev, then who had in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey, the Gabi Matzah, Rishash says, hold on a second, the Mishnah over there doesn't say it, the same deal as the Mechitzchina. He says, but La Halacha, I believe it's true that you could be Mitzdarev, because by Chala, like we said in the first paragraph of Chala over there, it says, to be Mitzdarev, it says, Yotzi Dechavase B'matzah. Lanias daiti, there's a mokum lodon on what the Rishash is saying. The Rishash is pointing out in the Mishnah and Chala that you could be mitzar of different mine dogon to a kezayis of matzah. Ma'oidi tochen, that's only in the case over there. What's the case over there? When we talk about chiv chala, we're talking about making a loaf. We're talking about kneading dough and making it with a shear like the women do when they bake chala, making a big enough shear to be mechuyev chala if you take part from kezayas, from chitin, sa'irin, etc., you put that all into the dough, that all because mitzdarf to be mechayev the shir chalav. The same is true if you made, l'chor, in the same vein, if you made a dough which is partly, you poured in flour of chitin, sa'irin, kuzmin, shabbat, shuol, and you pour them all into the same thing, and you put in water, you made a dough out of five minim, they'll be mitzdarf, and you'll be yotzi dechavos of the Pesach. That might be true. Why? Because over there, there's one lechem that was created out of all five. It's not chitin. It's all five together. Maybe that's what it's time, because it's all one lechem. And then it would be called a kvius of shivas yom teichu matzahs, like we said. But what happens, let's say a person has a matzah, a formed matzah, a finished matzah, a spelt matzah, a barley matzah, a wheat matzah, an oat matzah, a rye matzah. And he takes little pieces of each and he puts it into his mouth. Is that called he's being keveya, suda, on any type of lechem specifically? Is there any lechem over here that he's establishing that he's being keveya as a zikr? Maybe not. So the Rishash is a step ahead in pointing out that the Mishnah Chala tells us, not like the Minchas Chinuch, Ma'odi talking, you have to water down the Minchas Chinuch. Except the Minchas Chinuch, like he's been dying in the Mishnah, that there's no Pashta dinner tziruf, legabi eating little pieces of matzah. Person takes little crumbs of matzah from different minim, he would not be yoitza. But the Mishnah in Chala would seem to tell us, would seem to prove to us, that if a person makes one dough out of five minim, then he would be yoitza. that would l'chayre seem to be what you could take out of Mishnah Chal, not more than that, and in which case the diuk of the fact that the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey does not say mitzvah by matzah is still oimid b'mkoymai.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.